Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Nice to see you, Lee.
Hey, good to see you. Rick, this week we've got a very interesting show. We're going to deal with a topic that I know you care an awful lot about, the concept of holistic veterinary medicine.
Yes, this is something that really strikes home. You know, I've known we were going to have Dr. Ann Rice on the show, and she has been kind of a local legend in the immediate area and has really set the holistic practice on a whole new course here in this area. And for myself personally, when I think of the concept of holistic medicine, look at the concept, not necessarily the specific actions that these individuals take as veterinarians. I look at the concept as of being in the whole treatment. You know, we actually work with fish tanks on an ongoing basis. The only way I help a customer with his environment, if you might say, is if I, and my staff, the only way we actually help them is if we stop, we go back to the whole picture.
Right.
Every customer that comes to me at the counter, I have to stop and say, okay, what if I were in their living room? What would I see them doing in the form of feeding? What would I see them doing in the form of maintaining good water chemistry and such? And that's the only way you can actually help a customer. Anything else, you're just selling a bill of goods.
Right.
And that's kind of what I think we're going to find, we're going to hit on when we get into holistic medicine, only from a veterinarian's perspective. I'm not a veterinarian, and I can't claim to even suggest I know how one would think. But I think all of these modalities that they use in their practice specifically come from answering problems. And it's not like you have to do it yourself. There's lots of opportunity out there in the veterinarian trade to find out how to solve these problems.
Right. Well, and Dr. Rice is very interesting in the fact that, number one, she has been around even longer than you.
Yes.
If that's possible.
Which is good.
And
that's great.
Yeah, she's a very experienced vet. And the other thing is she actually visits. She comes to your home as opposed to you coming into her office. And that to me makes a whole boatload of sense, because the truth is that's where you'll see what real life is as opposed to a simulated environment. That, I mean,
right.
An animal's just going to be different in that setting than they are when they're in their home.
This week, I had a customer that called in, and my saltwater manager was kind of at his wit's end. So I got involved with the customer, and he'd been a customer for a long time. Once I finally got a hold of the customer and talked to him, understood who it was, that he was local, I got in my car and I went over and I saw his fish tank. It told me a lot more than the two dozen questions we asked him on the phone. And now he's on the right track,
right.
You know, and a lot of that was, there was a lot of emotion centered around his defense of what he does and how he does it,
right.
Okay? But when I got in his home, there wasn't that same defensive posture, because he was pretty much showing, okay, well, this is what I do. This is how I do it. And I'm like, okay, well, here's what the problem is. Nobody thinks they're doing something wrong. They just do it right in their own mind, only to find out they're doing it wrong. So they tend to be rather defensive, especially when they're outside of their element. And when I was in their element, they were a lot more comfortable at telling me exactly what they do and how they did it.
Right. Well, and that's an important part of it. We're also going to have on the show Alex Park, who's a student at MSU's Veterinary Medicine School. And what's unique about Alex is he actually won a scholarship for an essay he did and was out at a major program that took place in San Diego. So he's a very accomplished young man.
In regards to holistic medicine, yeah. And I met him last year going into vet a visit. And from the moment I met him, I knew he was, you know, one exceptional character. And sure enough, as this life unfolds, we get to meet him in a much more purposeful way. manner that I'm excited to get a hold of.
Right. Well, Rick, as that's what we're going to talk about on this week's show. I do have a couple of quick housekeeping notes. We did get a notice from Jamie Lampman out at the Ingham County Animal Control. They need donated dog houses. So any of you who want to help out with some cold dogs this winter, they could sure use that. Also, there is a bull mastiff running around in Okemos, and if anyone sees a bull mastiff, you need to contact Dr. Schultz's office in order to let them know. So, again, we've got to take care of these animals, and that's what we try and do. So we're going to have a great show this week right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Smile.